A word for you from Daniel chapter 5 verse 4. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze, iron, wood and stone. Might seem like an irrelevant verse for a word of challenge and encouragement for the day, but it is of crucial importance that we note the trend, the pattern, the nature of sin and of saving grace. For these gods could not save. Indeed, they didn't even know these gods, inanimate as they were, or demons that were behind the gold and silver and wood and stone. They could not save, for they were not aware that God's judgment was about to happen, for the very next event was to be the fingers of a human hand. It was, of course, God behind it, and writing on the wall the judgment that was about to happen that very night. And we can take note of the fact that while they were drinking wine, they praised these gods. And we said in the previous word for you that the gods that are not God, God Almighty, are quite happy for you to be drunk. In fact, they find it quite suitable. That's their nature, for you to be other-minded, not to be yourself and sober-minded. But God Almighty demands that we are sober-minded. That's why in the New Testament, in quite a few places, it refers to sobriety, not just from alcohol, not just the danger of drinking wine and getting drunk, but being sober-minded regarding having a mind that is clear, where your thoughts are clear and able to understand the things of God, not being totally overwhelmed by anxiety, evil, passion, whatever it is. So these gods could not save, and yet here they were worshipping them. In this feeling of drunkenness, it felt quite normal. It was quite suitable. And according to the nature of these gods, that they should worship these foreign gods. Perhaps your foreign god is yourself. It is a foreign god with a small g, because that's what you are. You say, I'm independently minded. I'll be my own man. I'll think for myself. Let me be my own man, and I will live as I want to. You don't know that judgment is just around the corner, that God, the real God, the only God, is right there. You need to prepare to meet Him.